Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Texas Commissioner of Agriculture, Sid Miller. Texans are proud of our state and its history, so today we're going to talk about an important Texas fact.
You know, many Texans, Tony, know that what the state official flower is, or bird, or tree, but many aren't sure I'm not sure they even know that we have an official state fiber. And I want to share that with you today, Tony. It's cotton. In 1997, cotton was designated as the official fiber and fabric of Texas. The Lone Star State is the leading cotton-producing state in the nation, with nearly 6 million bales produced in 2014. And to help you get your head around that, that would produce 2 billion pair of blue jeans.
How did cotton become our most important fiber?
Well, cotton was first grown in Texas by the Spanish missionaries. In 1859, Texas produced a yield of just more than 430,000 bales of cotton. But that number has really grown. You know, technology improvements in cotton ginning and an increased world demand for cotton products would come next. By the 20th century, a shift moved cotton production from east and central Texas to the high plains and regions of the Rio Grande Valley. Widespread irrigation, better best management practice, better pest and weed control methods, getting a handle on the boll weevil.
What are the main uses of cotton today?
Well, you might be surprised. Cotton has a lot of uses. Most of them we're probably familiar with, like clothing, linens, and carpet. But you'll also find cotton in fertilizer, paper, and in tires. It's also used in cattle feed. Cottonseed oil is used for products like paint and lubricants. You can even find cottonseed in peanut butter.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.